Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick. Southeast Radio.
My first guest this morning, Brian McDermott from Fuel HQ, co-founded an events management company with a difference, one that is specifically targeting the corporate market. And this niche has proven very beneficial as the company has already achieved success internationally. Brian, we'll be discussing Fuel and the growth which the events management agency has achieved to date. But first, I'd like to get an insight into your own background.
Yeah, my own background. You know, I grew up in Dublin, went to Trinity. I did economics with geography. Shortly after college, I went and did a cycling trip from Alaska to Argentina, which was kind of like a year off of traveling and cycling. And we did a lot of fundraising for charity. And through that, started getting into events. We started our first festival there called Barn Dance way back in the early days. And from there, you know, grew into what we are today.
And why did yourself and Jamie Deasy believe that there was a gap in the market for a new events management agency?
Well, we started working together on Barn Dance, creating a festival for, you know, what was our own peer group at the time, and raising money for charity and doing various bits and pieces like that. And then at the time, a lot of corporate employers were kind of on the up in Dublin, so particularly around the tech industry with some of the bigger players that are there now. And a lot of, I guess, their employees would have seen themselves in a less traditional space, and they wanted to provide, you know, great top world-class entertainment for those employees. And we could see that a lot of the traditional agencies in the market weren't doing this. They would have just had kind of your older standard versions of conferences and other things. So we just brought a new edge of creativity to that, you know, just over 10 years ago. And thankfully, we're still innovating today with them as well.
So how did you go about gaining traction in that corporate space?
Essentially speaking to the audience, a lot of what we do is around employee experience, which is engaging employees and making them feel better, I suppose, about their colleagues, about the brand that they work for, and about the environment that they're in. And a lot of our work, you know, goes through a whole year-round approach to that, in making, you know, people who work for a company feel a greater sense of belonging to it, and, you know, ultimately end up supporting each other better. So we just build culture in these companies, and we use events to do that. And these events are either online or in person, and quite often a blend of the two.
So provide us with some practical examples of the types of events that you run in order to go about developing that culture within organisations.
Yeah, so like, look, it would have started many years ago as a big summer parties, Christmas parties, kickoff conferences, award shows, anything like that. Those sort of traditional, you know, big annual and you know, maybe quarterly events that might happen in companies. But now it's become more of a daily, weekly and kind of part of company life. So we'd be involved in everything from, you know, putting on wellness programs, putting on educational programs, working with ERG groups around, you know, different issues or I suppose objectives of the company around all sorts of various elements in order to promote the values of the company and make the employees understand a little bit more about what they stand for and what they're interested in.
So with the move to remote working since COVID kicked off in March 2020, what impact has that had on your own business?
It had an excellent impact on our business. Our traditional pipeline obviously went off a cliff, and we couldn't do ordinary in-person events the way we used to. So we had to innovate very quickly. And as a result, you know, we're now exporting a lot more. We're reaching people all over the world. We're creating content that we're putting out online, as well as doing really good events in person as well. And we're also taking those really good events in person and we're amplifying them online to make sure that everybody in the company is included, regardless of whether you're attending in person or not. So it's come around quite nicely in the end. Certainly was a shock in the beginning, but the accelerated innovation that we went through, you know, has really stood to us.
And what would you say are the key ingredients to making an event work online? Because I've often heard stories from employers to say that they've tried online events, but they found it very difficult to get staff engaging, or even in some cases to get them to turn their cameras on.
Yeah, so we have our own platform called VStage, which very successfully engages everybody. It actually includes the audience in the event, as opposed to just having them view it, you know, with their camera off and on mute. A lot of, I suppose, employers that may have that kind of negative view, that they may not have put much, I suppose, into the production nor into the creative. And we would look at the entire product and look at the entire brand and look at all of their values and find ways to make it more attractive for the employees and also find ways to include them so they can actually contribute to the discussion, contribute to the event. They can meet people at the event, all that sort of thing. And if you do that, you find that people are more interested in attending, more interested in engaging with each other, and less interested in checking their emails or doing something else, which is probably what happens when you don't have an engaging event. But engagement is what we're all about, and experience is what we're all about. And we have great statistics to back that up after every event as well for the clients.
So what are the most popular events that you deliver today?
For a major client, we've done gatherings that have traversed through, you know, 8 different time zones around the whole world at Christmas, that have come through multicultural elements, and that we've, you know, provided 3 hours of a show for each time zone and gone around the whole world over 24 hours. We've done, you know, ordinary town halls where the company leadership get up and talk about their objectives for the year or for the next quarter. And then on top of that, then we've done some really nice in-person events as well, where we've done a whole program for some global companies where we're in their office promoting getting everybody back into the office for a course of 2 to 3 months, doing a whole series of events to make it more interesting and make it more experiential, and essentially just give them a greater sense of belonging and a greater sense of comfort around their job and the company they work for.
So talk to us about what that ideal experiential office now looks like.
Well, essentially, it's an office where the values of the company are promoted, where the company take a look at you know, the workforce that they have, take a look at their interests, and take a look at the things they care about, and work with a company like Fuel ourselves and create events around that. So we could have, you know, various different things from a wellness month to a Black Lives Matter celebration to Pride celebrations. To all sorts of other educational elements around issues like menopause and other things like that. Real issues that actually matter to people, I suppose, aside from just doing an old knees up, drinks at the bar type of celebration. And I think once companies are promoting that this is what they're doing and they're talking to their employees in a language that they understand, then they see the return. They see people coming in more. They see people caring more. And most importantly, as well, they see productivity going up too.
And Brian, when you're contacted by a company that wants to engage in bringing events to life for a remote workforce, talk us through the process that you go through with them from first engagement.
Yeah, from the first engagement, we look at the values of the company, look at the the areas that they're looking to, I suppose, improve on, and we develop a strategy with them, and we put a team in place that gives them a direct point of contact. In order to bring that strategy through. The strategy is backed by research that we would do within the company, by talking to the employees, by listening to them, by doing all sorts of different initiatives to hear more about what they're doing. And then we would apply a whole layer of delivery across that strategy to make sure that we can bring it through and make sure that we can measure it as we bring it through for them. And as we go along, we learn. And as we learn, we adapt and we make sure that whatever changes we're making are listening to what we saw and what we've experienced in the month before. And technology plays a big role in this. And our platform VStage is very central to that because it engages people both online and in person and helps us record the success of what we're doing. And then also, obviously, the research as well is an ongoing piece too. So we're always adding to the information we have, adding to those insights and taking those insights to our clients and understanding more about their workforce.
And from an industry perspective, what level of growth are you projecting in the event management space over the coming years?
We'd be looking to grow between 30 and 40% every year. And we have maintained that for the last 5 to 6 years. And we would like to keep doing that. Obviously, we see a lot of our growth international now as well, because, again, we're engaging employees across, every continent at this point. And it's important to us to maintain that type of growth. That's very much in the employee experience side. We also work in the brand experience side, working with the customers and that area. And that is, more specific to Ireland and the UK. And certainly, that industry is growing. Experience in general and brand experience is becoming the mainstay of advertising and revenues that would ordinarily may have been going into more traditional forms. Are now being redirected towards experience. So it's a very exciting area and it's absolutely on the up.
And of course, we have so many US multinationals based here in Ireland. You're dealing with lots of them already. But are you finding that you're in a position to leverage those contacts here in Ireland to get introductions to their counterparts in other countries?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, success breeds success, and it certainly brings you onto the international stage very quickly. And, you know, a lot of these companies are working with Irish teams in Dublin that are also leading other countries as well. So, you know, the connections you make in Ireland are obviously just as valuable as the ones you might make in the US and the UK and elsewhere too. And a lot of Irish people have emigrated to these places, and you might find you pick them up as well as they go along. But yeah, Ireland being a very open country has been a very key pillar of our success for sure.
Last year, Fuel acquired Cork agency LGE. Tell us about the significance of that deal and if acquisitions will be a key focus for your growth going forward.
Absolutely, there will be. And you know, that was our first acquisition. It's been very successful for us. Fuel have, you know, expanded within Cork. Cork is a very exciting hub, you know, in Ireland for international companies. There's a huge amount of, you know, exciting clients there for us. And we've really enjoyed working in Cork. You know, we really are only at the beginning of it. But it's certainly provided a great platform for us, not just for growth within Ireland, but internationally as well.
And from an innovation perspective, how important is it for you to watch what's happening in international markets in relation to event management?
Yeah, it's definitely important. Look, it's you know, it's always something we're doing at all times. There's some great work coming out of Dublin as well that would obviously inspire people from other countries too. So Ireland really punches you know, well above its weight for a small nation in the creative event experience space. But at the same time, we would be extremely inspired by some of the things we see with the larger budgets that you might see in larger markets as well. And so, yeah, absolutely. It's important to always keep your eyes open for that.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Brian McDermott from Fuel HQ. And we wish Brian continued success with their events management agency.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick. Southeast Radio.